program is sponsored by Dr.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to an encore presentation from the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your hosts, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts, Deb, Nola, and Sam. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live, professional angel card readings on TransformationTalkRadio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now. Welcome, everyone, to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Nola Peacock, and I'm here tonight, thrilled to be here tonight with Deb Weinberger.
Hello.
Yeah. And I just want to remind our listeners that during the second half of our show that you can call in to get a live angel card reading. The number is 1-800-930-2819, or you can type in the chat on any platform your name and location, and we'll be happy to do a reading for you as well. So welcome, Deb.
So great to have you.
Great to have you in tonight.
Yeah, it worked out great. As advertised, this was supposed to be Sam and I, and Sam was unable to attend. So Nola stepped up, and I so appreciate it, Nola. Thank you.
Happy to be here. So tonight we're going to talk about the power of healing and asking our angels to step in and help. And I kind of think of it like a tri light bulb, right? You can kind of just turn up the power, right, when we ask our angels to step in and help. And Deb, I know that you have a background in different healing modalities, right? Reiki and crystal healing. And so tell us a little bit about how you got started with that and how you've now added the angels in.
Sure. So for myself, I started out with crystal healing was my very first modality. I loved crystals. I really wanted to learn about the world. I had experienced Reiki treatment myself, but I found this little workshop, and so I really wanted to learn about the crystals. So that's kind of my first healing modality. And then from there, I think the next one I took was angelic healing. Different from the AEP, the angel empowerment healing, this was an angelic healing. So a different teacher, a different way to do things. So from there, it's like, oh, okay, this really jazzed up the crystal healing because now I've learned about the angels. And I always felt really connected to the angels from the time I was a little girl. So to learn about that connection. So, you don't necessarily have to take a class to feel connected and to bring in the angel power. But I love taking classes. I get to meet like-minded people. I get to learn learn specific details about how to call in the angels and what they stand for in different ways. And so this class actually brought in the crystals too. We created a crystal wheel, and each crystal represented an angel that we had fused with their energy. It was amazing. And so from there, I started taking Reiki, and I took many levels of Reiki. And what was amazing is, before I took my final master's with Reiki, I had become an angel empowerment practitioner. So I hadn't become the angel empowerment healer yet, but I was a practitioner. So I had learned to connect with the angels. I had learned how to do card readings. And that was another different way to work with the angels. And so I remember doing my final, I think, Karuna Masters, and we were doing a little meditation to call in our Reiki guide, meeting our Reiki guide. And at the time, I knew Archangel Hanuel was with me, but I didn't think an angel could be a Reiki master. So this was a Reiki guide. And so this was a good lesson for me, because at that time I was learning so many different things, and it's like, how do I make them all come together? So So it was my teacher who, during the attunement, she had seen, you know, a lot of indigenous, like, warriors and for as the guides, those kind of figures for the different people. And for me, she said, I saw white light. I don't know, she said. So she said, we had one more attunement to do. So she said, I'm going to pay attention to who's with you. I said, okay. And then she goes, it's an angel. I said, could it be Archangel Hanuel? She goes, I think so. I said, he came to me, but I didn't think he could be. So it was a big love message for me. Yes, the world can be brought together easily. So, and I have been doing that with my treatments with my clients. I have been bringing in the angel energy, asking them to assist. I bring in the Reiki energy. I bring in the crystal energy. So, and it was interesting when I was learning the Angel Empowerment Practitioner Healing Program. At that time, it was hands-on healing. Cindy, our teacher, Cindy Smith, had said, okay, Reiki people, no, for your case studies, just do the angel energy so that we could really feel what it was just like doing the hands-on language healing with Archangel Raphael. That was so hard for me because I was so used to bringing it all in. Once I did my, I think it was 20 we had to do. I was, maybe it was 10, I can't remember, case studies, but it just felt good to bring everything back in. So the thing, I found that I'm always bringing in the energy, no matter what, the angel energy, bringing in the angels no matter what modality I'm working with. I customize the modality to my client, and amazing things happen. And I, you know, it, and even if you're working on, everybody can heal. You know, you don't need special talent or anybody can heal, and we can heal ourselves. But bringing in the angel energy when you're healing yourself just zaps up that power. I feel it and I see it and I witness it. So, yeah, there I'm going.
That's so beautiful.
I'm just so passionate about how I was so excited when I realized, because I did have one teacher that I was learning more of a, it was a different kind of healing that it was anyway, it doesn't matter. But she felt that I couldn't combine the worlds. And I was so discouraged. So when I figured out that I could, when I was shown that I could, I was so excited. It just lit me up. So
yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. And yeah, and I feel that way too. I think and that's something with my students, right, when I'm teaching Reiki, is that, you know, ask your angels, right, to help to guide you and go with, you know, where I think in each of the modalities, right, we're taught a certain way to do things. And that's great to get you started. But then, you know, like trust what you're getting from your angels and go with that. And I think it's so much more powerful. I mean, I'll often, you know, before a healing, I'll, you know, have my client pull a card, an angel card, right? We'll do a little reading first and help set an intention for the healing. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I know for, you know, clients have experienced it, but I remember the first time that I was having Reiki and, you know, I had my eyes closed, but I felt my Reiki master. I knew where her hands were, right? She was moving them along my body. But then it was like, wait a minute, I feel somebody else's hands, like, right? It's like, oh, isn't this cool? Okay? It's just, you know, and I love it. So it's, you know, for anyone listening, if you're, you know, doing some kind of healing for others, like invite your angels to come and help you. And I remember too, when I first started asking angels, and there were times when I felt, you know, Archangel Raphael behind me and just right, mm-hmm. being right there. And sometimes, you know, having visuals or, you know, it was different. It took a while, right, to have more visual, but just that feeling and that sense of power, and right, and we can set our ego aside, right? It's not us doing the healing, so we can't do it wrong, right? And just, yeah, exactly. Have our angels with us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, the angel empowerment practitioner healing, you know, we say we work exclusively with Archangel Raphael, No, and I don't think we use the words exclusively, because we don't. We work with the other angels as well. It's his energy we start to flow, but then we go with whatever we're guided, you know, to bring in Archangel Michael or, you know, Archangel Metatron. And we are always talking or communicating with your client's angel team. So, you know, it doesn't matter what modality we're using. We're working with the angel team. And I think that's really important to know. And, you know, and the thing is with people is, even if you aren't trained in angel work, you can still ask for assistance. And all you have to do is ask, though. That's the thing. You have to ask, and they will for sure come in and assist you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big remembering, right, to ask. And even there, you know, days it's like, oh, I got to ask, right? I got to ask my angels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, and I, you know, even when I'm, as a empowerment healing and Reiki healing, depending on our client, and sometimes I do both, and I think you do too. Is that right? Yeah. And we both teach. We both teach Reiki to adults, and I teach Reiki to kids as well. And it depends on who we're working with. Like, I just finished a Reiki class for two lovely ladies who both happen to be AAPs. So they're both angel empowerment practitioners. So it was wonderful, because then I could really bring in the angels into our class. And so there we were, combining them both, and that's the nice thing, and that's the way the angels work. It's like the angels knew. I had three people registered, because I do very small classes in my home. So I had three people registered. One wasn't able to make it, and she was the only one that wasn't trained within the angels, although she would have been very open to it, I'm sure. But it was just that I landed up with two people who were trained by Cindy, so we were on the same page, and we were able to talk about how to bring in angels to assist us with our Reiki, which was beautiful. And like with the kids, with our program, NOLA, our Honoring Our Sensitive Kids, we teach about the angels. So some of those kids I have then turned around and taught kids Reiki too, and so we can talk about the angels, and it's combining the worlds, which is so wonderful.
It is, and then to see the results, right, the miracles that can happen, and even just, one little boy, actually, I just recently went and watched his dance recital, right, and he had been so nervous, right, and in fact, his very first recital, he couldn't do it, right? He got to the theater, but just couldn't get on stage. And so, you know, now he's asked his angels, and he's got his little crystal bracelet, and right, and it's like, right? It's just,
yeah,
and just ask, because they'll help with anything, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, if you were to, like, amping up your healing power, you know, what would that look like? So for someone who, let's say, isn't trained in any modalities, we still have the ability to heal ourselves. Our minds are very powerful. Our bodies know how to heal. So it just would be a matter of asking the angels to come in and help your body and remind your body how to heal. And asking the angel to assist you. Now, of course, working with an angel, like going for a healing session, is very powerful. You have that other person that's assisting and reminding your body and asking your angels to come in and help you. But in between sessions, or before you can get to a practitioner, or if it's just something minor that you want to work on now, that's what it would look like. It's just getting relaxed, getting yourself grounded, and asking your angels to come in and assist you. I know often I think when, like, Nola and I have a history, she was a client of mine, or still is, actually. But in between sessions, what did you do to keep the healing happening? Because we couldn't meet every week, so...
Well, I would do healing on myself and ask the angels to come in, and also just, you know, listen to the guidance. So, and when I say that, I mean very simply, it might just be, oh, I get, you know, get a thought that, oh, okay, I need to do this. But I think, you know, like sometimes it was just, you know, simple things like, oh, you, like I need to drink more water, or, right, or, oh, try some heat, or, you know, so asking the angels to come in, right, and I mean, and sometimes I just lay and put my hands on my heart and just ask my angels to flow energy, if, you know, if I was having pain somewhere or something like that, or just feeling tired, and then also ask, you know, what do I need to do? And I think, you know, what's so beautiful about that is then, you know, that like maybe later that day someone would phone me or check in, and then they'd say, oh, have you tried this, right? Or I'd come across, you know, a book or an article, and it's like, oh, that's just, you know, just what I need. I'm gonna try this. And that's, yeah. So absolutely, right, in between, or it's, you know, it's beautiful when you can just do that, right? And as you said, like some minor things, if you've, you know, hurt your knee or whatever, right? It's just that, you know, ask your mm-hmm. angels to help with that, or guide you in what yeah. you need to do. And even color, I know with some of my clients, you know, it was like I'd get a color, right? And it's like, just wrap yourself up in that color, right? If you've got a blanket or a scarf or something, and wear that, because that can be, right? Color can be a yeah. healing.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how the angels work. They send helpful people. They send helpful information. So like you say, you come across a book, or someone calls you and says, have you tried that? That's how often they'll send communication. So we need to be open to listen to, especially when a suggestion or an idea has come more than once.
I'm just going to say that, because I think sometimes, especially when we're attached to the outcome, right, when it's for ourselves, it's sometimes difficult to trust the guidance that we're getting. And so, I mean, again, I will ask my angels to give me two or three clear signs so that I can't brush it off as just a coincidence, right? They have to be clear signs, you know, two or three, and then I know that, you know, that's, and I laugh because, you know, then I get very clear signs, and sometimes I've been like, well, I think that's it, but can you just send another one? This was around a big decision I had to make around moving, and it was, and I laughed because it was just over and over and over, I'm getting these signs. It's like, okay, finally I listened. But yeah, being open, right? Because they will. And if you're not sure, ask, right? Ask, is this your guidance? Is this something I should do? And then you wait, right? And just trust that if it's meant to be, then, you know, they'll send you another message that, you know,
something that I should do to help assist myself. I'll just sit with it. How does it feel in my body? I'm empathic. So often it's, does it feel good, or does it feel so heavy? It's like, I can't do this. So, and that will give me a good clue. And there's a difference between feel good and feel heavy and feel nervous. So, because
right.
nervous could still be a very good thing. It's just outside of my comfort zone, right? Like when I, you know, like, well, like tonight, for instance, when I wasn't sure, I hadn't heard yet if you were able to step up, and I thought, I might have to do this podcast on my own. It's like, okay, I can do this, but panic, nervous, not heavy, but still, you know, it was that kind of feeling, knowing that this was going to bring me right out of my comfort zone. If I needed to do it on my own, I would have done it. I was very grateful that you were able to step in. It's that kind of stuff. Or, you know, if there's, you know, when it comes to health and healing, if there's something that they're suggesting, the angels are kind of planting seeds on something you need to change in your life, it may not feel wonderful, but it doesn't feel heavy. So it's something a little different that's bringing you out of your comfort zone and something to explore, right? Mm-hmm. I don't say, especially when it comes to a lifestyle change, that the angels are, you know, giving you messages on, whether it's coming in your dream time or somebody's made suggestions or several people have made suggestions, and you know that this is for your higher good, but it's making you uncomfortable, baby steps. Angels will support you in baby steps, too. Doesn't have to be huge and big, but always bring them in to support you in that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because anything towards good health is healing, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that just reminds me of the affirmation that I've been saying to myself lately is that I receive divine guidance with ease and take inspired action daily.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So that I know that I'm getting these messages from the angels, and it's like, okay, now I need to make sure that I act on them and do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I love, too, that, and we talked a bit about this before, but that, you know, there isn't just one way of doing these things, right, of doing the healing. And a perfect example, can I share a little bit about how wonderful you were as we did our healing sessions? So this was while I was going through treatment for breast cancer, and there were times when I was exhausted. And so saying the words back with the angel empowerment healing was too much, right? And so, you know, Deb would say the words for me, and I would just listen. And, you know, and yet still, you know, so very powerful. So, you know, again, it just shows that, you know, the angels know what they're doing. They can,
mm-hmm.
right, step in and guide us and help. And it was just so... Yeah, so powerful and helped me to, you know, to sleep better and have less pain and nausea and all those, you know,
wow.
all the side effects. And
mm-hmm. yeah, and at that time, I think we were doing most of the healing by phone because there was a distance factor, and the angels have no boundaries when it comes to that. Their distance does not matter, mm-hmm. and I think we're meeting over the phone weekly, but. Yeah, I was. Well, it was an honor to be there to support you through that, and you know, I always got excited when you felt something or you found something eased up after a session, and because mm-hmm. let's face it, the medical profession was really assisting you in helping you survive.
Yeah,
and I was happy to be able to assist you in helping you thrive. Through the survival, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it worked really good hand in hand. We never replaced medical treatment, of course, but I think it really assisted you. I was just so happy you kept your eyelashes and your eyebrows.
Right?
That was part of the worst. I'm true to you all. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's, you know, that's something for, you know, for people to understand, right? You can combine the two, right? The traditional medical and then, you know, looking and comparing, you know, friends of mine that have gone through similar journeys as me and looking and, you know, I sit there and go, oh my goodness, like I'm so blessed to have the, you know, the extra healing,
mm-hmm.
Because I think it made it much easier. And even, you know, finishing, like I felt like I was, you know, way ahead of other people that were going through it without the benefit of having the healing. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, like when I was first doing my healings and, you know, I've had a lot of Reiki training before I became an angel empowerment healer. And I encourage anyone that is a Reiki practitioner to investigate learning to work with the angels because it really amped it up. It really did. It's just like this was the missing key. Although Reiki healing is very powerful. But for me, once I added in the angels, it made a world of difference. And I you know, a lot of my clients I'm doing the angel empowerment healing with, which is also the language, which is another amp up, right? So I do encourage anybody, any practitioners out there to investigate that because it's pretty amazing. It's pretty powerful. Yeah.
What is, and it's something, and especially because it can be done by distance, right? It's like, you know, I know, you know, if I have a loved one that doesn't live nearby, right, and you know, they're going through something, it's like, I can help, right? I don't have to be there. So, and that's, yeah, that's so rewarding to be able to do that, right? So, yeah, so I second that. Highly recommend people checking that out and finding out about the angel empowerment healing and or just adding the angels to it, because it does, it makes it very, very powerful. And I think they're, you know, the guidance, right? Like I just trust, you know, where my hands need to go. And even, you know, if we're using the language, like what language sometimes we need to use, that's right. And you and I've done that when, you know, with my healings, it's like, well, you know, do we do the remission? Do we do the general wellness? It's like,
Yeah, over the phone, I'll always say, Archangel Raphael and I are laying our hands on your solar plexus or on your head or wherever we're guided to kind of centralize. I mean, the energy is very smart. It'll go where it needs to be, but it's nice for you to be able to envision where we're our starting point, which is nice.
Well, and the other thing that's so, I think it's so interesting is often you would be telling me, and as you're saying that, I'm feeling it before you get the words out.
And you know, I find that with our Honoring Our Sensitive Kids course, you know, it's not a healing modality, but introducing the children to angels and to the techniques to work with the angels, they have power now, and they have tools, and they have companions to help them heal themselves, essentially, when it comes to anxiety and stress. And, you know, and we do talk, we do introduce them to Archangel Raphael, so they have those little tools in their hands at a very young age, and they're developing a relationship with these angels so that they can ask the angels to help them in their own healing, whether it be a physical, mental, or spiritual level. And they don't even necessarily understand what level it's at, but we're giving them something, that we're teaching them how to connect in that way, and it's pretty amazing.
It is. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they can help their pets too, right?
So that's right. And their mom and dad. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's almost time for our break, so I just want to remind our listeners that you can have a live reading by phoning 1-800-930-2819 or type in the chat your name and location, and Deb and I will do a reading for you after this break.
When you feel the world is sitting on your shoulders, or your body is screaming at you to get help or get well, or emotionally you are spent, Deb Weinberger can help you in your healing journey. You've heard Deb on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she can support you on your healing journey. She offers several types of alternative healing, assisting you to thrive in an energy-charged world. You can book your session with Deb at onawinghealing.com. Is it time you finally did that thing you've always wanted to do, or did it way better, or fixed that problem you've been having for ages? It is time to build something incredible with Sam Bell as your coach, educator, and healer. You've heard her on the Angel Empowerment Show, and she is committed to helping you to stop existing and start living. Book coaching, healing, or angel card sessions at sambellinspired.com.
So welcome back to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And just a reminder that if you would like a angel card reading, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819 or type your name and your location in the chat, and we'll be happy to pull a card for you. So Deb, before we start doing some readings, I want, maybe you could just share, because I love it. I love listening every time you share about the work that we do together, the Our Sensitive Kids program.
Yeah.
So you want to just a little bit about that.
You and I were doing the Advanced Angel Empowerment Practitioner class, and I think that's where we met.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I don't know, 2018 or something, or long before that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And it was Cindy who said, so Nola has, you've worked with kids for years, right? And I had been teaching Reiki to kids for a bit. And so you have to do a signature talk. And my signature talk was, why do I teach Reiki for kids? And I think that's when Cindy went, okay, I got to work with these ladies. So, and I had always wanted to do and introduce angels to children. I just wasn't sure what that would look like. So Cindy got us together because, and we developed this program, the three of us. So Cindy Smith does the adults. So it's changed a little bit since the conception. So now Cindy does, it's a webinar sent out to the adults and to the parents. Or it doesn't even have to be the parents, anybody involved with kids. It talks about how to support your child with what they're going to learn in the Honoring Our Sensitive Kids class. It talks about language. It talks about the angels. It talks about the techniques they're going to learn. It's an amazing webinar. Actually, watch it, Cindy. You and I are on there now, too.
Yes.
Anyway, and then Nola and I take over, and we teach the kids. And so we like, and there's a handbook. There's a handbook for the parents as well. So our program, we introduce three angels to the children. They have a crystal to go with each angel so they can infuse that, power it up. And they get to meet their guardian angels. We teach them how to ground. We take a little grounding meditation where they meet their grounding tree. And just we really, really do visuals. They draw pictures on what they're seeing so they can remember, so that they take away and they know that they can do these things quickly on their own. But what was fascinating is after we were done, they all wanted to know, well, what's next? What do we get to do now? When do we get to come back? So Nola, what are we going to do?
Well, on Wednesday, we are creating level two for these kids. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And I've always loved working with kids and giving them, you know, those tools, right, when they're feeling anxious or nervous or angry, right? They've got, you know, or scared. They've got tools to use and right and to call on their angels. And as I, you know, said, that little guy with his, you know, being so nervous about his dance recital and then for him to be able to do that, right? And, you know, and different things, having kids ask, you know, what angel do I ask if I, you know, if I'm worried about this or and just yeah, it's I love it because it makes such a difference for the kids and right and then having the parent part of it, you know, then parents can support their children, right? They know what they've learned and then they can, you know, help them to practice it together and stuff, right? And then we also offer, you know, after the class, a couple weeks or, you know, 2-3 weeks down the line, then we have a question and answer, which is great because then the kids can be putting things into practice. And if they've got questions, then they can ask, right? And just, so, yeah.
So and that we do online so that over like a Zoom call so that it's, the time commitment's not huge, but we can reach so many people at once for the Q&A with both Nola and I and Cindy. And level two, we're very excited about getting that down on paper. All the ideas have been floating around in our heads, so now we're going to get it down and get the workbook out there for the children and introducing them to some new angels and just really reinforcing what they learned in level one, putting it into practice. So, I'm excited to get that going.
Me too. So, I know we've got some callers on the line, so we'll get to them and then we'll just remind people how to get a hold of us if they've got some kids that they'd, you know, would like some support, like to learn about the angels. Okay, so first, I think we've got Cindy on the phone. So, Pacey, if you want to put our first caller through.
All righty, Cindy from Calgary, you're on the show.
Great. Hi, Cindy. Thank you for calling in.
Hello, ladies. I'm actually getting to watch this for the first time live as a viewer. And how exciting it is. You guys have been doing amazing. I just love how the whole show looks and everything. So I thought I'd phone in and say, hey, I'd love a call.
Oh, that's an art, Cindy.
Yes, yes, Cindy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, speaking. Surprise! Yes, it's Cindy Smith. So, I'm so impressed by the whole show. So thanks to our producers and Transformational Talk Radio. It just looks awesome, and you guys have been doing great. And pull me a card. Let's see what the angels have to say for me.
All right.
Steph, do you
want to
pull a card?
Sure. I'm going to, we were planning on the Raphael deck, so Cindy, I'm going to go ahead and do that, if that's okay?
Oh, I'd love that.
Okay. I've got sobriety. Dear God and Archangel Raphael, thank you for adjusting.
Well,
that's a little bit. Right with that?
Well, I'm interested to see what you get, because we all know that I don't drink.
Right.
So,
it's adjusting your training in helpful directions so that I only desire life-affirming foods and beverages. But honestly, what I'm really drawn, and for those that can see the card, he's kind of almost like he's praying over a bowl of fruit. So I'm really getting in, it's not so much taking away as they want you to add. They want you to add into what you're feeding your body to make sure that it is offering, like the fruit is really sticking out. So I know you do, you have your juice box, something about chewing. So you need to start chewing more fruit. Is what
okay.
Do you eat fruit?
A little bit, not as much, just because I'm not able to have a lot of fruit.
Oh,
but
no,
I'm sure I'm sure Raphael's wanting me to take a better look at what I'm eating outside of. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Thank you, team. But whenever you hear sobriety, you're like, woo!
Right. Well, and make it a celebration. I'm getting that it's when you're needing to eat, especially I know you have. You really have to look at what you're eating because of health concerns, but just really make whatever you're having a celebration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from you, Cindy.
Well, awesome show, ladies, and we'll talk soon. Okay? Bye for now.
Okay, Pacey, we're ready for our next caller. I think we've got another caller.
Howard actually hung up on us, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay.
Could we just do, because Howard had queued in.
Yeah, we'll do a card for Howard. Howard from Canada.
Yeah. And then we've got Nancy from New Jersey as well.
And Terry, okay. So I've got mindful healing. My child, at any moment in time, you may ask for healing with the divine. Your ability to heal with us is infinite. Healing begins with you. Allow your thoughts to be positive and believe in healing. Ask and accept healing. So isn't that interesting? Mindful healing and asking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Howard, I'm just getting that... to remember to ask, and that just a reminder that healing is possible. So just be aware of, your thoughts and your words, like what you're saying and what you're thinking, and if you need some help in making that more positive, to just remember to ask your angels for that help. You have anything to add, Deb?
No, that was great. That was good. All right, should I do Nancy from New Jersey? She was at the very top. She was above. She was our very first.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm doing the Raphael deck for you as well. Oh, this is great. Use your natural healing abilities. Oh, dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for clearly guiding and encouraging and supporting my healing work. So, Nancy, I don't know if you are a healer, but I am getting that, that you do have abilities, you have the healing abilities. I mean, we all do, but I'm just sensing there's a little more there. So they want you to make sure you're using them. They want to make sure that you are tuning into them and you're bringing them to the forefront and you're assisting yourself first, actually. I'm getting that actually a little bit stronger in that you need to assist and heal yourself first. Allow yourself to fill your cup up. We've all heard that. Fill your cup up, then you have lots to offer for when it overflows. So really look at, are you doing the best that you can for yourself first? Then you can offer assistance to others. We can be way more effective once we are filling ourselves up. If you allow yourself to be depleted, then we have very little to offer. But they are saying that you do, I'm getting a sense of strong healing ability. So if you haven't looked into that, that is something to maybe investigate, if that's something you want to learn more about. But certainly make sure you're looking after yourself. Okay.
Thank you. All right, and we have Jerry, and I'm not sure where Jerry's from, but he says, will my leg heal without going to the doctor again, and do I need a new doctor? Okay, well, let's see what their angels have to say. Vibrational match. My child, you have the power to attract vibrational energy. Bring focus to the area in your life where you desire change. Ask for a vibrational match specific to the area of change. Perhaps you desire change within an existing relationship, new relationship, soul purpose, or career. So again, I'm just, you know, reminding you that healing is possible. And I, you know, with this card around the vibrational match, I'm getting that, you know, finding, ask your angels to help you find the right support. So whether that's, you know, the new doctor or maybe there's, you know, some other modality that could help. You know, I know there's like acupuncture is popping into my head, but, you know, there's different things. So ask your angels for a really clear sign and who you need to help support you with, to, you know, with healing your leg. And some of it may be, you know, your belief system. Like sometimes it's, you know, it can be difficult for us to believe that, you know, something can be healed. And so, you know, that's important to make sure that you're looking at those beliefs. So finding, you know, someone to help you with that. But again, just asking your angels to be really clear on, you know, who you need to support you in this healing journey. Yeah. You have anything to add?
Well, no. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. And then we've got
Audrey.
Audrey.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, if I can, if that's, she's asking for a guidance blessing for two things. One, I'm trying to eat much more healthy, smoothies, greens, less sugar, but it's hard. And secondly, I'm asking for blessings to find a new home for my family. It's a crazy market nowadays, either too expensive or sold with bidding wars in a day. So as I'm reading that, the first thing that's coming to me, and it's actually directed right now to number two, Archangel Samuel is actually who stepped forward in to assist you. He's got lots of things, but one of them, he's the finder. He's the finder of things. He will help find your house. He will ask him for assistance to lead you in the right direction. And now they're saying the whole team, just ask the whole team to lead you in the right direction for the right home for you, and it'll happen. They're saying it does take time, but be patient and believe. I'm hearing believe and trust that will happen. But I do find that when I've asked Archangel Samuel to, when he steps forward, then things happen. They really do. Now, I was shuffling a card as I was reading your messages, your questions, or your ask for blessings, and the card that came up was exercise is the key. But as I'm reading it, so here's the card, but it's finding an exercise program that fits your schedule, interests, and budget. But as I was reading it, I was getting, it's not even necessarily an exercise program. It's finding activity that lights you up, that brings you joy, that And it may just be playing with your kids, if you have children, or just stepping outside or going for a swim or going skating or tobogganing or, you know, whatever you love doing, this is what they want you to look at. Look at exercises, activities for things you enjoy, not necessarily an exercise program. And when it comes to eating, it's like we had said to Cindy, it's making food a celebration. So, yes, you may be wanting to restrict sugar, and that's fine, but allow yourself to, whatever you're eating, make it special. Use a special bowl. And I'm seeing a, like a lovely placemat with candles, and so it's a celebration is what they're showing me. No matter what you're eating, even if it's that smoothie, get a funky straw. Like they're showing me that it will be a celebration. And it makes it more palatable. It really does. And then you feel like you're treating yourself instead of depriving yourself, if that makes sense. So do you have anything to add to that, Noah?
Well, just asking your angels to make it easier to, right? And what I got was, like you said to Cindy, is just adding, right? Instead of trying to take away and avoid that sugar, what can you add that will, you know, be nutritious to, you know, to help leave less room for the sugar? But also, if you're going to have something with sugar in it, make sure that it's, you know, a 10 out of 10, right? And really enjoy it, celebrate, right? And maybe, you know, and maybe you have like two or three bites and then push the rest away, but it's, right, you get to. Yeah.
And that's one of the things we work with our angel empowerment healing. Dr. Carl, one of the developers, had always said, no matter what you're eating, eat it with joy. Mm-hmm. And we have wonderful language for that, just to assist in that area. So, yeah.
Yeah,
if you want assistance, you can reach out to any of us, and we'd be glad to help for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, and we have Serena from Alberta. A card for Serena. Okay. Trust in divine knowing. My child, nothing is lost. All is within. Just be. Allow for the inner knowing and trust in your intuitive ability. Ask and be open to acknowledge that which is already within. And I'm just drawn to the affirmation. It's, I trust and acknowledge my intuitive ability. I access my inner knowledge with ease and clarity now. So the angels just want you to know that you do have the answers. And, you know, just a reminder to go within. And I find, you know, one of the easiest ways is just, you know, put your hand over your heart and close your eyes, take a few nice deep breaths, and then, you know, ask your question or set an intention, and then just see what, you know, what comes, what thoughts pop into your head, what pictures, you know, what comes. And also to know that sometimes, you know, the answers aren't immediate, right, that throughout the day, right, if you set that intention and then just, you know, just notice the things that you see or that people say to you or whatever, that it often comes, at least, you know, I don't know about you, Deb, but that's how, you know, it often is for me. It's not an immediate answer, but it's later on. But the important thing is to just to take that time and set that intention or ask that question and then, you know, and then just trust what the angels send you. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Now, I just wanted to say that we have a giveaway tonight for our callers, and it's a full-day workshop, online workshop on January 29th called Speaking the Truth. It's being done by Cindy Smith and Sam Bell. And actually, I think both of us are attending, aren't we?
We are. We'll
be there too.
Yeah.
And our winner is Jerry Humboldt. Yeah. So if you're, you know, still listening, just make sure that we've got your contact information, and we'll send you out the information for that.
Sure.
And then we should just, you know, share a bit. So, Deb, I also wanted to say, you know, we had talked about our Honoring Our Sensitive Kids workshops that we have, mm-hmm. have for kids. And you know, so I want people to know how to get a hold of us. But also, you know, you do such beautiful healing, and you know, I've been one of your clients for a long time, so I can, you know, vouch for how well, you know, it is. But you also teach, you know, crystal classes for kids and the Reiki. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of wonderful things that you do. But it, certainly if, you know, someone is going through, you know, some health issues, that, you know, reach out to Deb and you know, get some extra support. So Deb, how, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best place is probably my website, which is onawinghealing.com. And in there, you can either book an appointment, you can send me a message through email by the same name on Facebook or Instagram as well. And I try to have all my workshops up there and up to date, but it's not necessarily. But if there's a workshop you're looking for, just let me know, and I will certainly get one organized, because I do them out of my home now. So I keep them small, so that gives me flexibility, and I love that. And it's more personal, right? So we are doing some online honoring our sensitive kids, Nola and I, because then we can reach people outside of our area. I'm in Airdrie and Nola's in Okotoks, so kind of I'm north of Calgary, Nola's just south of Calgary, so we cover quite a vast area. But I remember our very first online honoring our sensitive kids. I don't know if you remember, Nola, we had that little girl from a little farm in Saskatchewan, and she was amazing, and there would have been no way she could have taken it otherwise. So to be able to do it online is great as well. So we will have some of those booked as well. But for sure, if you're not seeing one, let us know, and we'll make sure we get one, you know, because, yeah, we'll work with you for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Nola, you have stuff coming up. Tell us what you do, because I know you work with kids, but you also you work with adults as well. Right?
I do, a couple things. So I work with kids, especially if they're feeling anxious or struggling with depression or confidence, you know, big things. And I work with the kids, but also with the adults, so that, you know, everybody is working together and doing the same things. And what I've learned over the years, because I've worked with kids, I think, since I was 16, and we won't say how many years ago now. But, you know, sometimes, you know, parents, you know, well-meaning parents, and I'm right there, you know, is that we do things unwittingly that can affect our kids' self-esteem and not, right, and lower it rather than giving them a boost. So, you know, I've learned over the years things that parents can do, sometimes just little tweaks, and, you know, make a huge difference for their kids. So when I'm working with kids, I also bring in the parents so that they get, you know, they can help with their kids as well. And then since my cancer journey, I also, you know, have a very soft spot for anyone going through the cancer journey. So I have a program to help people, you know, walk them through that and, you know, empower them and help to reduce the stress and the worry and, you know, the sleepless night. So my background was in pediatric oncology nursing. So, you know, coming from being an oncology nurse and now a cancer survivor, I can, you know, bring those things together and help support people. So the best way, again, is to reach out to me through my website, which is nola-peacock.com, and you can book a complimentary call if you want to talk about things. You know, or there's, you know, again, things, the workshops and things like that. But I would be happy to talk to you and, you know, brainstorm and come up with some great ideas. So, yeah.
And of course, if anybody wants to learn about being an angel empowerment practitioner or the angel empowerment healing, go to Cindy's website, cindysmithaap.com. That's right, right?
Yes.
And yeah, great programs, great teacher. And then, yeah.
And you just become part of this great community.
Well, and we are such a family. She calls it the AAP family. And that's absolutely the way it feels. It really does.
It really is.
Yeah. And next week is our all reading.
all four of us is all meeting. Yeah. So, yeah, mark that in your calendar and be sure to tune in and call for, yeah, a live reading. So, all right.
And, if you're not going to be able to call, contact any of us and just email us your name and where you're from, and we'll make sure we include you. So you can go through any of our websites, just pop us an email, and we'll make sure you're included on the call.
Perfect. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks, Deb. It's been a pleasure. Thank you again for everyone listening to the Angel Empowerment Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
You've just heard an encore presentation from...